Heat. This year's heat is becoming a terrifying enemy of the people. Plants and animals are perishing, and according to the latest disconcerting news in Russia, people are dying in droves from the deadening blows of this cruel enemy. Due to undernourishment of people and animals, many contagious diseases appear, threatening entire regions of a healthy population. Indeed, all of us feel tired and listless, a typical consequence of the heat. This week, as a result of all of this, a night watchman fell asleep, and a fire completely ravaged a large part of one factory department. Many courageous employees helping to combat it were subsequently so tired that they were unable to secure a better production output. This resulted in lower pay. Thus, this week, the output and the wages declined by 5% instead of increasing by 5%. The lack of water and its high temperature are driving the people in our tannery to despair. It even starts to cause serious problems to our engine room and our energy supply. Consequently, most of us are now engaged in a constant struggle with our common enemy, the excessive heat. We must be well aware of our struggle and determined to win it. Only courageous work can save us. It will increase our performance and thus also our wages. It will enable us to export our products abroad and import raw materials, particularly food. A well-fed, clean, livingly and orderly life is much more resistant to infection. This was best proven during the war. All those of us who had no apparent symptoms of lung or cardiac diseases had to serve in the army. Nevertheless, we were spared of all those illnesses rampant in other countries. It was a result of being better supplied with food. And food was gained by diligent and earnest work. Let us therefore struggle against the feelings of tiredness, because they are the first step to our defeat, the first step to dying. Long live life. January 1922 was an extremely cold winter month. The first onslaught of population on stores selling industrially produced goods has stopped. On the horizon were appearing growing signs of a financial storm of inflation and deflation, which began to shock many European countries, including Czechoslovakia. Nobody knew its laws, nobody dared to set its direction. This general incertitude could be felt also from Butter's first speech that year, on the 28th of January, 1922.